Our guest on the InterVarsity podcast this week is George Stulak, who is the pastor of Memorial Presbyterian Church in St. Louis. You are also the president of Mission Metro St. Louis.
That's right.
And a former InterVarsity staff member.
That's right, too.
So that gives us a lot to talk about. Let's talk about how you got on staff with InterVarsity, first of all.
Sure. Well, I became a Christian through InterVarsity first in college. Came to campus with no background in Christianity. Grew up in a non-Christian home. And met some InterVarsity students through an evangelistic Bible study, not a Bible study, an evangelistic dorm discussion that they held in my dorm. And then one of those students followed up in a wonderful example of faithful friendship evangelism, and eventually that pulled me into a search and investigation of the Christian faith, and after a couple of years I finally became a Christian. So my Christian roots are in InterVarsity, and then when I graduated from college I went to seminary not planning to be a pastor, just wanting to study theology and learn the Bible. I was so thirsty to learn more about this as a new Christian. But in seminary then decided God was calling me to be a pastor, but I loved the campus scene and the ministry there. So when I graduated from Gordon-Conwell Seminary, I applied for InterVarsity staff, and they accepted me and assigned me to Nebraska. So I was a campus staff in Nebraska and then area director for Iowa and Nebraska.
And that first connection was made at Washington University there in St. Louis?
That's right, right here. Okay. In St. Louis. It's just up the street from where I'm now, the church where I'm now a pastor.
Right.
Because this is the church that all the InterVarsity students went to in those days. And so after I became a Christian, the next Sunday, I just came along to church with them here.
And then how did the process work going from staff to becoming a pastor?
Well, after 5 years on InterVarsity staff, InterVarsity invited me to stay on as a career, but I really felt my calling was to pastoral ministry, and so that seemed to be the point at which to make that change. So I candidated at some churches to be a pastor and took a call to a church in Wichita, Kansas, and was there for 5 years and continued to be involved in campus ministry. Some of the InterVarsity students at Wichita State University started to come to our church, and so they added a lot to the church there, and then I was there 5 years, and then Memorial Church, which had been my home church, was looking for a pastor and asked me to candidate, and so that led to my coming back here and again being near a campus and staying involved with InterVarsity.
Is staff work good preparation for ministry?
Oh, I think so. It was for me, particularly because the training that I received as a staff member in inductive Bible study, which of course I was receiving as a student too, but continuing as a staff member, that's the basis for how I preach now, is what InterVarsity trained me in doing, to let a text of Scripture speak for itself, not to come to it with my preconceived notions, but to open my mind to it and let it speak. And that's how I prepare sermons now. I try to let the text speak for itself and preach expositorially. And in fact, that's John Stott's example of that, that the Urbana Conventions that I attended years ago were my model of doing that. So it trained me in that. The InterVarsity staff experience gave me training in caring for people as being a pastor in a campus setting. I got to go to Bear Trap a lot for Bear Trap Ranch for summer training camps, and I led the work crew study program there. My wife and I did for a few summers, and that was like having a small church to pastor for the summer months. And so I was gaining experience in that I think is very important for me still.
And so how long have you been at Memorial Presbyterian now?
It's almost 25 years.
Wow.
Another month or so, it will be 25 years here.
And you have been involved in Mission Metro St. Louis. How did that come about?
Well, that in some ways has its roots in InterVarsity too, that InterVarsity trained me in having a vision for mission and for in an interdenominational context. And so it's always been my desire as a pastor not just to build what I wanted to see happen in the church I was pastoring, but to advance the mission in the whole city, working together with other churches, believing that we have a common mission, serving the same Lord. So I've always been interested in working together with other churches, and so here in St. Louis, we years ago I helped to start a group called Pastors Concerts of Prayer, and we would hold citywide concerts of prayer here. And then that led to working together on a Billy Graham crusade in 1999, I think it was. And then as we worked together on that, when that was over, we all said to each other, we want to keep working together. So we then formed a new entity called Mission Metro St. Louis to give us a way to keep working together and praying together in a common mission.
And what's happening with that right now? What is your focus?
Our purpose, our stated purpose, is to help the Christian community in the St. Louis area to unite in three ways, in genuine friendships with each other, and in concerted prayer together, and then in servant leadership in the whole community that is looking for things that we can do together, cooperate on, that we share in a common mission. So we have, for example, a monthly prayer gathering for pastors and ministry leaders. We have occasionally other projects that we work on together and try to maintain real friendship with each other, to know each other and pray for each other and look for ways that we can cooperate.
What's it like doing that kind of ministry or that having that kind of focus in St. Louis? I think it seems like every city is different in terms of mm-hmm. how the Christian community relates to each other as the body of Christ. What's it like in St. Louis?
That's a good question, because we have, as we've worked on these things together, we on the board of Mission Metro St. Louis have talked often about what are the unique spiritual needs here in this city, and what we have concluded over the years is we believe the most serious spiritual obstacle to the kingdom here in St. Louis is our division, that we are a divided community. We are divided racially. Somebody has said St. Louis is the most racially divided city in America. We are divided denominationally. I don't think there's a high level of cooperation and unity among Christians in St. Louis, and we feel that there's also a lot of political division, a lot of factors, but on a lot of fronts we see a divided state for the community instead of a unity. And we believe that's the biggest obstacle spiritually for us. And so our focus to unite the Christian community, we feel, is targeting the central issue, the core issue, for the advancement of the kingdom here.
And I want to talk about Urbana coming mm-hmm. up in December. How is Urbana impacting the St. Louis community already? Is something happening there?
Yeah, exactly what we're trying to do in Mission Metro St. Louis. This is providing an occasion to draw the Christian community together. And that's one of the reasons I'm so happy that Urbana is coming here, that as we've been praying for God to unite the community, now it seems the Lord is bringing Urbana here, and that is an event that wins a widespread support and so gives us an occasion to come together. So, for example, about a week or two ago, we had a pastor's lunch, and And there were, I guess, about 100 people there from a lot of different denominations, and university people were there, like Ridley Usherwood, to present what Urbana was about. And that was wonderful. That's just helping us to come together and build the unity that we need here.
You also wrote a book for InterVarsity in their New Testament commentary series. Your focus was on the book of James.
Yes.
Why that particular book?
It was assigned to me by University Press.
Oh, okay.
they were launching that New Testament series, and they commissioned me to do one of the volumes, and we talked about a few possibilities and settled on James. It is, to me, an important book, but it was one that they asked me what books I would like to write on, and I suggested a few, and they picked James among those.
It would seem to be a good book that fits into this whole Urbana topic that we're talking about because of the important relationship between faith and works.
Yes, that's true. And here at Memorial Church, our focus is to glorify God by being an urban evangelical church. That's what we say in our mission statement. And being an urban church, I think, especially in an urban setting, the church has to put together the belief and the practice, the faith and the works, and in a way that is demonstrable, evident to the community.
What's the size of Memorial Presbyterian?
Membership is about 280 right now.
Okay.
So we're not a huge church, medium-sized church.
Right.
We are an old church that's been in existence here for since 1864.
What are your hopes for the future as far as ministry in St. Louis?
I hope to see more of this unity of the Christian community be fulfilled in a manifest way, that the larger community can see a real unity among Christians here, where we are loving each other and sharing together in a mission of proclaiming the gospel and advancing the kingdom here in our city, that we're really working together on that. And I hope to see here at Memorial Church that we are a part of that, and that we are moving ahead in an urban ministry. The theme of this coming Urbana Convention focused on the city fits our particular mission at Memorial Church. So for that, that's another reason why I'm very glad for Urbana to be coming here. It fits what we're trying to do at Memorial Church.
You were involved in how many past Urbanas when you were on staff and during that period of time?
I went to one Urbana as a student and another Urbana as a staff member, so two Urbanas I attended. And my wife did also. She as a student apart from me before we had met, and then we attended together when we were on staff.
Okay. And as you anticipate next December 27th through the 31st, and you're visualizing what is going to happen at the Edwards Jones Dome and the America Center during that period, what do you see in your mind?
Well, I'm going to be trying to get a lot of people from Memorial Church, all who are eligible to be at that event, to go, because it is, as far as I know, it is the best event that I know of to draw people into missions and give them training and vision for it. There isn't any parallel to Urbana on that scale that brings together all these different mission boards and agencies under one roof, where a Christian who is asking God, "What is your calling for me?" can go and be instructed faithfully from Scripture about God's calling to evangelize the world,